Es chazor zeichen eshebach ches oshang v'am yehudim sechze gittin daf nun beis. Zuck, the mission, if orphans rely on a person to manage their affairs or if their father had appointed an apitropos for them, this person is chayiv to give maaser from the orphan's produce. An apitropos that was set up by the father has to swear to the orphans that he has not kept any of their money for himself. An apitropos that was appointed by Bezin does not need to swear. Abishol says the reverse is true. Frek Nimar Brysa learns from a pasuk that an apitropos does not give maaser for the orphans. Whereas our mission is talking about with the produce that is needed to feed the orphans. The Brysa is discussing produce that will be put into storage that he doesn't give maaser from. The Gemara says, in fact, there's a brisa that clearly makes this distinction. The brisa says, an apitropos gives maaser for produce needed to feed the orphans, but does not give maaser for produce that will be stored. The apitropos can sell the animal, slaves, houses, fields, or vineyards if the money is needed to feed the orphans, but not if the money is not needed then. The apitropos can sell the produce, wine, oil, or flour if the money is needed to feed them, but not if the money is not needed. The apitropos can buy for them a lulav, arava, sukkah, tzitzis, or anything that has a time limit on which the Gemara says comes to include a shayfer. The apitropos may buy a sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, or anything that has a time limit. Meaning the Gemara says it comes to include a Megillah. The apitropos may not give tzedakah from their money or use it to redeem captives or to do any other thing that has no time limit. The Gemara says it comes to include the mitzvah of Nichma Velim. The apitropos may not litigate matters on the of the orphan's property, whether to lose or to win. The Gemara explains that means that if he does so anyway and wins, the judgment would stand. He shouldn't have done it, but if he wins, it stands. The apitropos may not sell their distant properties to redeem closer ones or sell bad ones and buy better ones. The Gemara explains because we're concerned that the new fields will become ruined. The apitropos may not sell fields to buy slaves, but may sell slaves to buy fields. Shimon Gamliel says he may also not sell slaves to buy fields. The Gemara explains because we're concerned that there may be claims against the fields which will be taken away from them. The apitropos may not let slaves go free, but he may sell them and have the buyers let them go free. Rebbe says they may allow a slave to buy his freedom as well. After all the transactions are done, the apitropos has to make a cheshbon with the orphans to show that all was done properly. Shimon Gamliel says it doesn't have to be done. We do not appoint a woman, a slave, or a cotton as an apitropos. However, if one of these people were appointed as an apitropos by the father, it's effective. The Gemara says there was an apitropos in a mayor's neighborhood who sold land to buy slaves, or a mayor put a stop to it. Mayor then had a dream where Hashem told him, I wanted to get the orphan's money to be lost, so don't stop the apitropos. Or Mayor said, we don't listen to dreams, and since it's wrong for the apitropos to do what he was doing, he must be stopped. There were two people who would always fight in Erev Shabbos. Or Mayor went to them and worked on them for three such periods to make peace between them. When he accomplished his goal, he heard the sultan say, Erev Mayor has forced me to leave this house. There was an apitropos in Rabbi Shimon Levi's neighborhood who sold land to buy oxen. Rabbi Shimon Levi did not stop him. This must be because he held like Rabbi Yossi that an ox is equally as important as a field. There were orphans who relied on an elderly woman to manage their affairs. This woman sold their cow. The relatives of the orphan went to Rav Nachman saying the woman had no right to do so. Rav Nachman said, the Mishnah says that if the orphans rely on someone to manage their affairs, the person has the right of an apitropos. The relative said, but the cow has increased in value since the sale, so the orphan should get the increase in value. Rav Nachman said, it increased under the purchaser's ownership, so he gets the gain. The relative said, but he has not yet paid for it. Rav Nachman said, if so, the sale is not yet final, because Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi, the name of Shmuel, said that buying from orphans is like buying from Hegdish, in that the sale is only finalized when money is given. A similar story happened where Rabbanu Ukva, the orphan, sold wine that went up then went up in price. Rav Nachman said, if money wasn't yet given, the sale is not final, and the higher price must now be paid. If the Yisoyim sold produce and the purchaser did Meshicha but did not yet give money, if the price increases, the purchaser now has to pay a higher price based on Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi. If the price decreases, the purchaser must bear the decrease since he has already made Meshicha. If produce is bought for the Yisoyim and they only did Meshicha but did not yet pay, if the price then goes up, the Yisoyim get the benefit of that increase. If the price goes down, although we would think to say that they should not bear the decrease, if Shisha the son of Rav Idi said that saying so will discourage people from selling to the Yisoyim until they're able to give money, therefore the orphans must bear their loss. If orphans gave money for produce but did not yet do Meshicha, if the price then decreases, the sale is not considered to be final because no Meshicha was done. If the price increased, although we would think to say that they should not bear the increase, Rav Shisha the son of Rav Idi said that saying so will cause the seller to be unconcerned about saving the produce if there was a fire, therefore the sale is not considered to be final until the Mashiach is done. If money was given to orphans to buy produce from them, if the price then goes up, the orphans benefit from this increase because the sale is not final until Mashiach is done. If the price goes down, although we would think to say that they should not bear the decrease, Rav Shisha the Rav Idi said that saying so will cause people to be unwilling to give money to them until they can hand over the produce, and if they're in need of money, that will put them in a bad situation. Therefore, the buyers may cancel the sale in this case. Rav Ashi said, I and Rav Kahana approved the sale of an orphan's land to pay for his head tax, even though it was not done in a public sale, because a public sale is not needed if the sale is being done to pay for head tax, for food for the wife or the children, or to pay for the burial of the parent or of the orphans. Amram Tzabo'o was an apitropos. The relatives of the orphans complained to Rav Nachman that Amram is using the orphan's money to buy himself clothing. Rav Nachman said he is doing so that he appears more respectable and is therefore able to better represent the interests of the orphans when he's well dressed. The relative said, but we see him eating fancy food and he's not wealthy enough to afford such foods. He must be taken from the orphans. Rav Nachman said, maybe he found a metzia and he's using that to afford that food. They then said, but he's damaging the property of the orphans. Rav Nachman said, bring witnesses that he's damaging the property of the orphans and I will remove him from the position because Rav said that such an apotropos should be removed and we pass him like that as well. The Mishnah said, apotropos sheminu avi yisoyim yushava. We're not concerned that making the apotropos swear will discourage people from accepting the position from a father, because if he agreed to accept the position when asked by the father, it must be that he had received some benefit from the father. The prospect of having to swear will not stop him from accepting it. Mishnah said, minu bezin lo yushava. The apotropos is doing a favor for bezin. If he's faced with having to swear, he will not do this favor for bezin. However, abishol oimer chiluf advorim. Abishol holds that a man appointed by bezin benefits in that people now think that he's a very trustworthy person. Therefore, the prospect of having to swear will not prevent him from accepting the position. When apotropos is by the father, there's no such associated benefit, and therefore, if you make him swear, he will not accept the position. Rav Chanan bar Ami, the name of Shmuel, passes like Abishol. Abraham says, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov says, both types of apotropos have to swear, and we pass him like that. Rav Tachlifa bar Tisol taught Abraham in front of Rav Avo that an apotropos appointed by the father must swear because he's paid for his services. He explained, this means he must have received some benefit, and therefore, it's as if he was paid. Therefore, making him swear will not deter him from accepting the position.